Mike Reagan joins us as promised, the Flint Flon Bomber head coach and general manager.
How's it going, Hardy?
It's going great. Busy, busy time of the year. I guess it's busy for you all the time, but really busy in town right now.
Yeah, it's extremely busy. You know, there's a lot going on right now, and obviously the reason why we're here is to talk about Michael George. He's now the associate coach in Drayton Valley and assistant GM, so great opportunity for him. And, you know, Georgie's been here for 3 years with us, and we wish him all the best. And, you know, I think for him it's adding another responsibility to his job and probably gives him a greater opportunity of finding a head coaching position. I know he applied for probably about 5 or 6 this year. And, you know, obviously I was trying to help him out and find him a place. But, you know, all those vacancies got filled. And, you know, it's just a matter of him needing to add something to his resume to help him obtain that head coaching position.
And like you said, he applied for a few other jobs, so really no surprise to you or anybody within the organization itself. I guess you knew there would be a day that he'd be moving on somewhere.
Well, it happens. I mean, we've had Clayton Quinn was with us for only 1 year, and what a beauty that guy was. A great, great assistant coach. I mean, just a well-liked guy and was great with the boys in the dressing room and really lightened the mood. Well, you know, Hardy, I think you fell in love with him that year. And then we had Trevor Sack, another favorite of yours. He was with us for
favorite of everybody's, wasn't he?
For 2 years. And then obviously Georgie for 3 years. So, you know, we got a few people that are interested in the job. You know, I got to talk to a guy today, actually. And, you know, we're looking at possibly bringing in 2 guys this year to spread the workload out a little bit. And, you know, we wish Georgie all the best. He did a great job while he was here. And I know he'll do a good job in Drayton Valley. And, you know, but that's the nature of the business. I mean, he's got a passion to be a head coach. And, you know, so he's got to move on. And, you know, hopefully it works out for him in the next couple of years here.
Have you guys officially posted the job, Mike, or did you just throw the word out there?
No, we haven't, just because we had some interest before we found out about Georgie, and we just told a few people that we weren't exactly sure what he was going to do and that we would just stay in contact. And, you know, we've got a guy that's been an assistant coach in the league right now, and it's just logistics right now, just talking to him and trying to figure out if it's a good fit right now. And then there's another guy that actually, you know, used to play for the Bombers, and he's interested as well. And we just haven't thrown it out there. We're going to right away, just because we don't want to, you know, eliminate anyone before we even know what's out there. Obviously, these 2 guys are good candidates and that, but I think it's important that we see who's interested, and you just never know what kind of response you'll get from something like this.
Have you got a time frame of when you want to have somebody, I guess, fill the position?
Well, I'm heading down to Connecticut next Tuesday here, taking 7 of our guys from last year's team and then about 14 guys that we've recruited, some future prospects and some guys that we've signed and some guys that we want to take a look at down to Connecticut to a Division I showcase. And I'm going to get a real good opportunity to watch these guys there and really basically have a camp in itself, almost like a main camp, where I can see if we got a few more holes that we need to fill or what. And I want to take care of that first, and then we'll come back and see where we're at with the assistant coach. And like I said, I gotta talk to one guy here today and see what his thoughts are, and then we'll probably post it. I'm thinking once I get back. I mean, if I post it now, I'm down in the States and we get a bunch of phone calls, and, you know, with the charges of roaming and that sort of thing, it's not something you want to be dealing with when you're out of the country for 8-9 days.
And you said you're thinking about actually bringing in 2 people.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple different options. I mean, the 2 guys that we're talking to right now, I mean, they both can bring a different aspect to the organization and different qualities that they have and that sort of thing. So if we can work it out, I mean, obviously we can't afford to pay 2 guys, but there are a few other options available. One guy he's got a teaching degree, so maybe that works out, you know, in town here. I mean, in the past, you had Blaine Sautner, you had Graham Garrett. Both were teachers, and that's how the Bombers afforded their salary. Was well, actually, the Bombers didn't pay for their salary, right. But you know, that was a great option at that time. And you know, if we could get someone like that again, that would be fantastic for us. Someone that can help out with the education part of things, you know, taking care of their SATs, making sure that they're, you know, eligible for the clearinghouse, eligible to get scholarships, work on their resumes. Some guys are still taking classes and that sort of thing. So, I mean, that's a lot of work. You know, a lot of people don't understand that there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes than just, you know, going to the gym and working out and practicing, you know. So, as you know, Hardy, you're around the team a lot. There's a lot of different things that it's got to be taken care of. And, you know, if we can have two guys that can do the work, then I think we're better off, and maybe there's more things that we can accomplish.
Staying with the hockey team, you talk about this camp in Connecticut. Are you looking to sign a few guys out of that, or?
Well, we're looking at a goaltender out of there that was the TELUS Cup top goaltender. We're hoping that that works out. I mean, he couldn't come to our spring camp, and that's why we're waiting to see him down there, and I know he wants to come out this way. It's just a matter of I mean, I'm not great at really the technical part of goaltending. Obviously, I wasn't a goaltender, but there's something about a goaltender that I like, you know, and I've got to watch him play a little bit to really, you know, make a decision on whether he's a guy that we want or not. So there's just a certain look that I like about a goaltender, and we want to watch him. And I mean, everybody that I've talked to has said that he's a fantastic goaltender, and a lot of people think that, you know, he would be wherever he goes, that he's going to take over the starting position as an 18-year-old. But obviously, we've got two great goaltenders. We can't keep both of them, and we want to look to our future. So this might be a great opportunity. But yeah, Hardy, there's probably about five or six guys that we're taking that we're using this as their tryout for the team.
And I know the last time I talked to you, you're also looking to possibly make a few deals. Is that close to happening, or do you wait until training camp?
You know what, Hardy, it's real funny how things work. I mean, this morning at about 9 a.m., it was email after email of players available, and I was on the phone for about 3 hours, and you think something's happening, and then all of a sudden it goes quiet. I mean, my phone hasn't rang since noon, but you know, this morning I couldn't get off the thing, and emails were coming in, like I said, and we still haven't put our guys out on the wire yet that we're going to be moving. I want to wait again till I get back from Connecticut. I really want to see what we got down there before we try to plug holes. But there is a lot of action out there right now, but it's got to be the right fit for us. I think we're being very cautious of the guys that we bring in right now. You know, we could have signed a couple guys that, you know, are from around this area, but they just didn't. Their character didn't match up with what we're looking for, and you know, we're not just looking for good hockey players. We're looking for good people and guys that are going to be committed to the organization and that want to be here. I think that's the most important thing, and so we're being real picky right now. And like I said, I mean, there's a lot of players out there, and it's got to be a right fit for the Flin Flon Bombers.
Mike, thanks for coming in. And again, the big announcement, Michael George will not be back. He's moving on to the Drayton Valley of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, associate coach and assistant general manager.
Yeah.
So the best of luck to him. And like you said, 3 years, it's gone by pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's funny how quick it goes.